Not me. God made each of you special. Who believes that? God made you individually. So we've got on here, my name is. Do you all know your names? Yeah, you don't have to fill it in as we... I think you all still know your names at the moment, don't you? This is what I look like. That's where you sort of, I suppose, put hair on and stuff and what have you. You don't have to do that. Now, I like to. Does anyone want to say what sort of things they like doing? Doesn't matter what age you are. Anyone want to say what things they like doing? Okay, so do I, yes, that's a good one. Painting. You're quite good at painting, aren't you? Yeah, you do like painting, don't you? Was that Elliot? Huh?
Swimming.
Yeah, and actually Elliot's doing a lot of swimming now, and you're very good, and you can swim a length now, can't you? So you're doing very well. What else do we like doing? Taking the dog for a walk. Yeah, very good, Rob, thank you. Yeah, anything else? What was that? Oh, someone say gardening.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well done, Sylvia. Yeah. Yeah. Do you play golf? Still? Yeah. You are still playing golf. You don't play golf with Graham.
No.
Yeah. Not you. No. What were you? Sorry, Jane. Reading. Yeah, I like reading. Yeah. What do you like reading? You don't have to be spiritual here. Yeah. So do I. Yeah. Programs. Football programs. Do you get a program in the 1900s? You do, don't you? Yeah. What else do you like?
Knitting for Ruth.
Eating for Maria. Eating, did you say? You like playing with Noah, yeah. There's lots of things we like doing. Now, the next one down there, I am really good at. What are you really good at?
Sleeping.
Yeah, I can vouch for that, assuming that was my wife that said that. What are you really good at? Don't be modest. I know as Christians and as British Christians, we're very modest. We don't like saying what we're good at. What do you think you're good at? Ruth, you're very good at knitting, aren't you?
I am.
And you're
better than me.
Is he?
He's good at everything.
Are you good at knitting? Is he good at knitting?
He can do everything.
Darts. You're good at darts. Yeah, he's a good darts player. I know that. Yeah. And Bob's very good at operating the sound system. And getting stuff loaded onto the laptop at short notice sometimes. What else are we good at? Anyone want to say what they're good at? Often, the things you're good at and the things you like doing can be the same sort of things, strangely enough, can't they? I'm really good at. The next one down there, we'll skip the next one just now. My favourite food is, everyone want to say what their favourite food is?
Chocolate.
Yeah, very honest, well done. Yeah. Sorry, what was that, Sue? Did you say something?
I didn't.
Roast. Okay, roast anything in particular?
Sweet corn.
Sorry?
Beef.
Yeah. Yeah, and
fish.
Ruth.
No.
Bob.
Liz.
Liz
is fish pies. She used to make them for us. And I'm keep trying to make a fish pie that she used to make for our house group.
Okay, I can give you a clue on making fish pie. Get a fish.
Okay.
I know that's helpful. Anything else? What's our favourite? Anyone else want to say their favourite food? Yes, Elliot.
Chips.
Yeah. What's yours? Sweet corn. Yeah, Hannah does eat lots of vegetables, bizarrely. Well, not bizarrely, but... Favourite colour? Anyone say their favourite colour? Blue and white. Blue and white stripes. Red? Yeah. Yellow. Okay. Favourite pastime? This is a bit like what you like doing, I suppose, isn't it? So similar sort of thing. Favourite pastime?
Reading.
Sorry?
Reading.
Reading? Reading? Yeah, we do lots of reading, do we? Yeah, we're a very well-read congregation.
Watching football.
Yeah. Favourite pastime, watching football. Yeah. Yeah, okay, what music do you listen to, Maria?
Well, I don't know, FM, classical music.
Yeah, okay, yeah, my dad listens to that a lot, yeah. Anything else, bird watching, yeah. There's lots of things, aren't there, lots of things that we like doing. Why am I doing this? Not twice, no. When we look at those, and you can fill in those worksheets if you want, you can take them back, but there's one on there we didn't look at, I can serve God by. Okay, now you don't have to answer that at the moment, but you can do. Anyone want to say how they can serve God? Don't give really super spiritual answers, please.
Praying.
Sorry?
Praying.
Praying, absolutely. Praying for people. Praying for four different ones of us. What was that?
Doing the bulletin.
Doing the bulletin, yes. Yeah, without complaining at all.
Shush.
Okay. And how can we serve God?
Being available.
Being available. Yeah, very good, yeah. So faith, John, is always available to do what you want him to do, okay? I think is how I read that. Yeah. So when you're sitting, Faith, and you want a cup of tea, just ask John, he'll make it for you. So, no, being available, that's right. And actually, that's sometimes, you know, we talk about praying. Sometimes the answers to our prayers are being available. We pray for someone, and sometimes I think God's saying to us, well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Be available. Not always. Thing is, we are all individuals. We're all different. We've all got different DNA. Who knows, today's general knowledge quiz, what time is it? Oh, time is going. Who knows what DNA stands for? No, shut up, you. Say that again. Yes, I was going to Google it and read it out. Everything's DNA is something straightforward, but it's not. It's stand up and shout it out at the top of your voice, Vicky.
I can't.
You can stand up.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Yeah. Repeat after me. No, don't repeat after me. DNA. We're all different, aren't we, DNA? We all know the crime novels and stuff, and everyone gets caught by DNA because they leave their DNA all over the place. The answers on here, probably out of how many, what are there, 30 of us or something here? Probably none of us would have put exactly the same thing for exactly the same. Obviously, our names would be different. But in terms of, I like to, I'm really good at, I can serve by God by my favourite food, my favourite colour, my favourite pastime. I reckon probably all of us would have something slightly different, if not completely different in there. We're all different. We're all different. But in Matthew chapter 6, which is the verse that I put at the top there. I won't read all of it, I don't think. I'll read bits of it. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more important than clothes. Why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of those. This is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. How much will he not more clothe? Not much more clothe you. You can read that as care for you, I think, in this day and age. How much will he not more care for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry about what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear. For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. That's the key bit of this. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. And the second key bit, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. God knows what you need. He talks in there about worrying about what we wear or what we eat. I don't think any of us here today have to worry about, am I going to have food to eat later today? I don't think we do. There are people who live locally who do. There are people who live locally who do, but I don't think we do necessarily. And there's not, although it does, it's in Brighton and in the UK, there are people who don't know what they're going to eat. Most of us do. But there are other things that we worry about. There are other things that we worry about. God knows what we need. And also, there is a passage in 1 Timothy 6:17, which I won't read at the moment, but I have read before. God knows what we like, and God wants us to enjoy things. God knows what we need. Yeah? Sometimes it can feel, what John's saying there, actually, about being available is important, because sometimes I feel like I don't want to make myself available because I want time to do what I want to do. But actually, God knows what time I need to do what I want to do, and God wants me to do what I want to do. But the seeking first his kingdom is me trusting God if I do that and saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to make myself available, or however we want to put it, I'm going to take time to pray for these people or whatever, and I'll trust you to make time for me to sit and do whatever I want. God knows what we want. God knows what we need. God knows what we like doing. God wants us to enjoy doing what we like doing. He wants you to enjoy life, but he wants you to be available. There's a little bit in Proverbs chapter 3, not the bit we all know so well from Proverbs chapter 3, but a little bit later on. If I can find Proverbs, it's after Psalms, isn't it? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 says, really good practical advice. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbour, come back tomorrow, I'll give it to you. Come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you when you already have it with you. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. How I read that is, if you can do something good, do it. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't. When it's to help someone, there's other things we can do that we put off till tomorrow. I'm very good at putting things off till tomorrow if I don't need to do them today. But if there's good to do for someone and you can do it, if you can make yourself available, then God will bless you for doing that. God will bless you for doing that. Give thanks for our differences. Give thanks for our... I haven't got a clock up there, have we? Where are we? Give thanks for our differences and for our abilities. You are special. That's where we started, wasn't it? This one, God made me special. You are special in God's eyes. Whatever age you are a wonderful creation. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes we do things wrong. Sometimes we do things right. And things still go wrong. Things still go wrong. And in those times, God just asks us to trust him and to keep living for him in the way he wants us to, even though things don't always seem to be working out. Trust is about living it out, even though it doesn't seem sensible. Living for God, even though it doesn't seem to be helping sometimes, because in the long term, we know it will. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. In all things, God works for good for those who love him. That doesn't mean all things work for good. That doesn't mean everything good happens to us all the time. But if we can live our life in a way that allows us to trust God in all that we're doing, he will bless us. He will bless us. His word, the Bible does promise that. Although we don't always feel it, although we don't always see it, we can believe it and we can trust that God will see us through. He has made you different. He has made us all different. Thank goodness for that. Just imagine if everyone was like Margaret. That would be wonderful, Sue, is what you meant, wasn't it? Just imagine how wonderful that would be. Yeah. Just imagine if everyone was as naughty as Margaret and everyone had filled in those sheets to start with. Yeah.
Still not changed.
No. God loves you as you are. God wants to use you. God wants you to use the gifts and the abilities and the things you enjoy doing in whatever way for him. We're going to sing to finish.